KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. State Fish and Game officials are attempting to fill in some blanks in knowledge about king salmon. Poor returns all over Alaska this year have sparked questions about the abundance and reproductive success rate of Alaska's king salmon. Fish and Game has released a draft analysis called the Alaska Chinook Salmon Knowledge Gaps and Needs to the public. And yesterday in Anchorage, the department opened its Chinook Salmon Symposium to get some questions answered. But there seems to be few answers and a lot of questions. A panel of scientists opened the symposium yesterday morning with a discussion of what is known about Chinook, their distribution, productivity trends, and the challenges to managers of the resource. Few Alaska Natives were present in the packed room at Anchorage's Egan Center, but Myra Nanning, who heads the Association of Village Council Presidents, says the state needs to have better Alaska Native representation in fisheries management. Fish and Game expects to be able to release its research plan to the public in December. The Chinook Salmon Symposium continues through today. A national tribal advocacy group has identified nearly a dozen states where it says new voter identification laws could negatively affect voter participation in Native American communities. The National Congress of American Indians released a report yesterday that highlights the states, including those where photo identification will be required at the polls on Election Day. The report says two of its focus states, Alaska and Florida, do not list tribal ID cards as acceptable forms of identification. And it says problems with other new voter ID laws include requirements that voters provide a home address, since some tribal communities have no street addresses. NCAI President Jefferson Keel says there are races around the country that could hinge on the Native vote, and he wants to ensure no one is disenfranchised by the new laws. He discussed the report from the group's annual convention being held in Sacramento, California. And according to Alaska State Troopers, Alaska State Senate candidate Bob Bell is under investigation for his role in a controversial muskox hunt in 2010. At the time, he was serving on the Alaska Board of Game. Amanda Coyne from AlaskaDispatch.com reports that at issue is whether Bell followed regulations meant to discourage trophy hunting. He transferred ownership of horns from the muskox he shot to a gnome artist, who then carved them and may have sold the horns back to Bell. Former head of Alaska Division of Wildlife Conservation Corey Rossi, who also participated in the hunt, might have been involved in the choice to keep the horns. Rossi this year resigned from the Alaska Division of Wildlife Conservation after it was discovered he organized an illegal bear hunt. According to trooper investigator Justin Lindell and Nome-based trooper Jay Sears, Alaska State Troopers are investigating what transpired with the muskox horns that Bell and his fellow hunters took in 2010. If Bell or others are found to have taken horns illegally, Nome District Attorney John Earthman says they could face misdemeanor charges with up to a $10,000 fine and a year in jail. A Republican, Bell is running against incumbent State Senator Hollis French, a Democrat, in the November 6 election. Joy Huntington was a featured speaker at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. Last Saturday, before Senator Mark Begich's address, she shared her story of success beyond the barriers that she faced in life. At just 28 years old, Huntington owns her own business as a lobbyist, a company she started just this past year. A 2006 graduate from Dartmouth College, Huntington told the crowd that in her own life, she experienced meeting up with a lot of barriers.
At age 15, I had been expelled from two schools, not one, but two. They'd kicked me out, said, "Don't ever come back. We don't ever want to see your face again." And I was drinking and skipping school and just in a really tough time in my life. When I got expelled that second time at 15, I decided, you know, my behavior has been a barrier. I've been a barrier for myself. And I chose to look at my life and make opportunities. where there were barriers.
She said at the age of 15, she decided to turn wreckage into an opportunity.
And I quit drinking. I started doing well in school. I found a private school in Arizona that would accept me after a year of getting my life together. And from there, I was able to leave Alaska and go to Arizona and then go to Dartmouth College after that. So I was able to create something really good out of something that looked like a barrier, like maybe I would never be successful. Thank you.
Huntington on Saturday then asked AFN attendees to look at their own lives.
To think about what barriers are in my life, whether it's something that you struggle with. A lot of us struggle with addictions, or no matter what it is. And I really encourage you to find a way to be creative. If we look at these barriers and find ways to turn them into opportunities, I think that's really important. So on the personal side, I just wanted for all of us to look at these barriers and to really take ownership of them.
In one of her final notes, Huntington also touched on the fact that the Alaska Native community has gone through and continues to go through a lot of change. As a community, she says, we can see the change as a threat or an opportunity.
Anytime that I've had big changes in my life, something good has always come from that. There's been new wisdom, new relationships, new experiences, and that's always made me a stronger, better person afterwards. And it's really important that we just remember that we get to choose whether we see this change as a positive or as a negative. I would love for us to decide to view it with optimism and gratitude, because change always brings new things to us.
Joy Huntington currently lives in Fairbanks. Her speech on the final day of the 2012 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage brought on a standing ovation. And this weekend, the Nome JV volleyball team hosted the Nome Mixed Six Volleyball Tournament. Unalakleet was the tournament winner, with Ambler taking second place and Elam placing third. The next competition for the Lady Nanooks, the Western Conference Tournament, November 2nd and 3rd in Barrow. In other sports, the Nome Belts High School wrestling team competed in the Kotzebue Bush Brawl this past weekend. For the JV team, Josh Cannon and Timothy James placed first, with Wilson Hogendorn placing third for the 105-pound bracket. For the high school, Alex Gray, Leif Erickson, and Emery Bushu placed first in their brackets. Bobby Pate, Chris Harvey, and Russell Smith placed second, with James Horner, Junior Erickson, and Joe Cross placing third. The Nome Belts High School wrestling team will compete in the ACS Anchorage Wrestling Tournament this weekend. The Nome Belts Junior High will host Kotzebue Junior High on November 3rd. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $21.40 an ounce to $1,709.10. An ounce of silver is down 62 cents to $31.93. It's unofficially 29 degrees at the KNOM studios 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.